Good morning. It's me, the Reverend Jacqueline Sheldon from St. Paul's Episcopal Church at 220 Valley Street in Willimantic. Did you ever notice how easy it is to drift off from good practices and routines? I can't tell you the number of times I've drifted from doing the things I know are good for me, like eating healthy food, going to bed at a reasonable time, or even getting exercise, just to name a few drifts. I have to admit, it is impossible for me to keep a good routine that allows me to take good care of myself and the people I love and take care of all my responsibilities on my own. I start out with a good plan, and it always falls apart for one reason or another. In our readings today, we are listening to God's plan for us to trust in Him and to get the rest we need so we can stay strong and stay on track to bring God's love into the world to the best of our abilities. From the very beginning of the Bible, we hear of God's plan for people to work and rest. In Genesis, when God creates, we hear that everything was created in 6 days, and God saw that it was very good, and on the seventh day, God rested. God rested. God knows there needs to be a time of rest for us. Now, moving forward into the book of Exodus, we read that while the Israelites were in the desert, God provided their food, and the people of Israel called it manna. It was white like coriander seed and tasted like wafers made of honey. We hear in Exodus 16 that the Lord said to Moses, "I will rain down bread from heaven for you. The people are to go out each day and gather enough for that day. In this way, I will test them and see whether they will follow my instructions. On the sixth day, they are to prepare what they bring in, and that is to be twice as much as they gathered on the other days." He instructed his children to take only the amount of food that they needed for each day. And when they tried to collect more than they needed on the 6 days, it rotted and was filled with maggots. Notice, though, they were instructed to take twice as much on the sixth day so that they could rest on the seventh. That portion did not rot. So simple. Work on 6 days, and on the seventh day, rest. As they practiced this pattern, they learned to trust in God's complete provision and rest. They were just given the practice in the desert, but it had no name at that point. Now, by the book of Deuteronomy, we have a name for the practice. The Israelites had survived in the desert through God's great provision, week after week, 6 days on and 1 day off. Now they were settled into a pattern. Here's the instruction they received from our reading today from the book of Deuteronomy in the 5th chapter. You and your family are to honor the Sabbath by setting it aside for the Lord your God. Make sure it remains holy, just as I commanded you. You should do all your work in 6 days, and on the seventh, the Sabbath, do not do any work. This goes for you, your sons, your daughters, your male and female servants, your oxen and donkeys and cattle, and foreign travelers staying in your house. My Sabbath rest is for all to enjoy. Remember what it was like when you were slaves in Egypt. Then, with overwhelming power, I brought you out of there. That is why I have commanded you to observe the Sabbath each week. They were to remember that they couldn't make the journey on their own. They needed God to provide for them every day. It might have gotten easier to think they were in charge while they were gathering their food and preparing it to eat. So for 1 day a week, they were to rest in God's provision so as to never forget whose mighty strength was freeing them from the slavery of survival. Just like the Israelites, it is so easy for us to drift from trusting in God's provision, thinking that we're doing it all on our own. A friend of mine told me they heard a preacher explain evil this way, and I'm saying I think drifting is pretty evil. The preacher said, "You might think that evil has an ugly monster face, but if it did, you would run away from it in a minute. No, evil looks like a good idea. It's the good ideas that have the easiest time distracting us and taking away our trust in God." And that brings us to today's story that reveals the full force of the drift as Jesus addresses the problem in Mark's gospel. This is taken from the second chapter of Mark into the third chapter. One Sabbath, Jesus and his disciples were walking through a field of grain. As they walked, his disciples grew hungry. They began to pull from the stalks and eat. The Pharisees confronted Jesus. "Did you see that? Why are your disciples doing what our law forbids on the Sabbath?" And Jesus said to them, "Do you remember the story about what King David and his followers did when they were hungry and had nothing to eat?" And they said nothing. And he continued, "David went into the house of God when Abiathar was the high priest and ate the bread that was consecrated to God. Now our laws say no one but the priests can eat that holy bread. But when David was hungry, he ate and also shared the bread with those who followed him. The Sabbath was made for the needs of human beings, not the other way around. So the Son of Man is the Lord even over Sabbath." On the Sabbath, Jesus was coming into the synagogue where he saw a man with a withered hand. The Pharisees held their breath. Would Jesus cure this man on the Sabbath, right there in front of everyone? If so, they could charge him with breaking the Sabbath law. Jesus knew what was in their hearts. He called the man with the withered hand. He said, "Come to me." Then he turned to the Pharisees with a question. "Do our laws tell us to do good or evil on the Sabbath, to save life or to snuff it out?" They remained silent. Jesus was furious as he looked out over the crowd, and he was grieved by their hard hearts. He said to the man with the withered hand, "So be it. Stretch out your hand." The man stretched forth his hand, and as he did, it was completely healed. The Pharisees went directly from the synagogue to consult with the supporters of Herod, the Roman puppet ruler, about how they could get rid of this dangerous dreamer. The Sabbath rest was no longer about being cared for by a powerful, almighty, loving God. It had become a requirement, a duty. In order to be blessed by God, people had to follow certain rules, jump through certain hoops. They couldn't really trust that God would take care of them no matter what. They forgot how God had provided everything when they were in the desert. So they made up rules to control the love of God. They were distracted. They got busy doing things for themselves. The seventh day was no longer rest. It was no longer be still, rest, do nothing, just trust. I think this is how drift happens. I stop trusting in God to lead me to the next thing to do. I stop eating properly because I think there are other things I should do, no time to stop. Or the sweet, salty taste that kicks up my addictions are better for me than a beautiful apple or a long, cool drink of water. I have to stay up and watch one more rerun of Fixer Upper that I've already seen 3 times instead of climbing into bed to rest. Or I have thoughts running through my head, and instead of giving them to God in prayer, I have to keep running the storyline through my head as if I can find a solution on my own. I don't trust the stillness. I can't wait for God's mighty arm to save me. Any of this ever happened to you? Or maybe something close to it? Jesus says the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. Maybe one idea we could take might be that Jesus is the one who shows us by his death and resurrection that perfect love wants to give us everything we need for abundant life. We just need to trust and rest. Why is Jesus so furious? Could it be that he's frustrated that to this very day, we still want to be in charge? We still don't trust in God's love. What would happen if you and I considered taking a Sabbath rest? One day off just to rest and trust in God's almighty arm to free us from the slavery of our fear and doubts. God's love is calling us back from the drift. Can you hear Jesus' voice? Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. That's it for this week. Have a restful week, trusting in God's perfect love for you. You know what I'm going to say next? You are more than welcome at St. Paul's. Check out our Facebook page and website for our weekly activities, or if you want to hear this broadcast again. Here's a great song about resting in God's love by Carrie Jobe.
Still my soul.